Hot with an exclamation point. Temperatures today will top out easily above 90 degrees inland, but even close in on 90 at the beaches thanks to winds offshore out of the southwest, in other words, for a good part of the day. The record today is 93, set 15 years ago in 2006, and if we don't reach it, we're going to get very, very close. Ought to be in the low 80s this time of year. So about 10 degrees above average and very near record heat. We may see an isolated shower form with the humidity and the heat of the afternoon and the sea breeze trying to push inland, but it would be extremely hit and miss, likely to be less than 10% of the area getting any rainfall, and then we'll only drop into the upper 60s tonight. But there are better rain chances ahead tomorrow and Thursday. Tomorrow, it's still relatively scattered, but as much as half the area may get some rain tomorrow afternoon and early tomorrow evening. The more north you live in the listening area, the better your chance for rain. So near and north of I-10, and particularly near the Florida-Georgia border, some scattered showers and storms. And we should get enough storm activity brewing over southeast Georgia and near the Florida-Georgia border by late afternoon and early evening to push some cooler air southward that may ignite some additional showers and thunderstorms over Jacksonville and northeastern Florida tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then right on into Thursday, it's a slow-moving front. Another disturbance will move along that front and should ignite some more showers and thunderstorms during the day on Thursday. All in all, everybody should get at least some rain during that two-day period, and some spots may manage an inch plus. So that's some good news on the rainfall front, in which we've been blessed with a number of decent rains the last 6 weeks or so. It's not been raining that frequently necessarily, although the weekends have been a little rough, admittedly. In fact, we just completed the fourth straight weekend with measurable rain. Now, this last one, at least, had a lot of dry hours. Of course, Saturday was gorgeous. Sunday, you could be outside at least near and east of I-95 up through at least 5:30 in the afternoon without getting wet. So not as wet as the previous three weekends, but still, the march continues. We are getting hints that that may end this coming weekend, however, by the way. In any case, we have increasing showers and storms for tomorrow and Thursday. And then by Friday, the front will have shifted far enough south to allow for drier air to move in and some beautiful weather for the end of the work week and the beginning of the weekend. Highs will reach the low 80s, but nighttime lows will dip into the 50s to low 60s with that lower humidity. You might even be able to open up the windows again. Really some gorgeous weather. And again, it does appear that that'll last right on into Sunday, Mother's Day. It will be a little warmer on Mother's Day, but nothing as hot as what we're having now, and just a little bit above average. We'll keep you updated, of course, on that weekend First Alert forecast. And today we have the blood drive right here at CBS 47 at Fox 30, Action News Jack Studios. Temperatures will be hot, but otherwise it's a great day to give blood, folks. Partly sunny skies. Temperatures will be near 90 by noon already, and then 90 to 95 in the afternoon. But remember, the bus is air-conditioned, right? So it's very comfortable in there. And then when you're finished, you get a little soda, or even while you're giving blood, you can have a soda, some cookies, chips, that sort of stuff. It's not a bad deal. It's a good little break from the day, and you give the gift of life. So hopefully you'll find us at 11700 Central Parkway, not too far from UNF, very near St. John's Bluff and Beach Boulevard. Take a little time out of your day to give that gift of life. And then this evening, the jumbo shrimp finally back in action. Boy, it's taken a while, hasn't it? Expecting really some pretty decent baseball weather. Yes, it's going to be quite warm, but that's to be expected this time of year. And sunset is a little bit after 8 o'clock, so within an hour of the first pitch, the sun will be down, and that'll help out. Temperatures falling from the 80s into the 70s under partly cloudy skies this evening. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.